All right, thanks for having Highway Radio on. Gonzo's me. Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
The word on the street is Josh Bell hates everything.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
Josh has got new stuff to hate. Out this week is Child's Play.
Andy, I know this move has been really tough, but this is supposed to be a new start for us, remember? You said you were going to try to make new friends.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your Caslin products and smart home devices. Introducing your new best friend.
I think Chucky did something.
They made a new Chucky movie! And there's lots of screaming!
There is a lot of screaming, yes.
Are you a horror fan? Before we begin, let's see where you stand on this.
I am a horror fan.
Okay.
And more importantly, I'm a big Chucky fan.
Okay.
I actually really like the Chucky movies. And this, however, is a remake of the original. The existing Chucky series is continuing, actually.
Huh.
There was a Chucky movie with the original creators and the original voice and all those characters, I think maybe a year or two ago, and they're doing a Chucky TV series for Sci-Fi.
Okay.
So that stuff's all still going, and I thoroughly enjoy that with Brad Dourif as the voice of Chucky and Don Mancini, the writer, director, creator of all that. This one, not as much.
Really?
Yeah, I was hoping to.
And it came with some credentials, right? The director did it.
No. This got some producers of it or something.
Okay. Somebody that worked on it.
Yeah.
It was a dolly grip on it.
Somebody connected in some way.
The
director of this is a Norwegian director who made a movie called Polaroid that I haven't seen. It was tied up in the Weinstein Company bankruptcy, and
right.
I think it's supposed to be out on Netflix later this year. So
okay.
I'm not familiar with his work, but he made one horror movie in the past. And, they changed Chucky, which I suppose makes sense. You're going to do a remake, especially if the original is continuing. You want to have a different spin on it.
Right.
So instead of being possessed, a doll possessed by the spirit of a serial killer, Chucky is, as you kind of heard in that clip, basically Siri. He is a doll that controls all your smart home devices.
Stuff, right.
Yeah, he's like a cell phone. And so he gets the wrong switch flipped and he goes crazy.
Okay.
So he's not really like a person with a personality here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a crazy robot.
Okay.
And so I feel like that makes him kind of less entertaining, less exciting, kind of less scary at times.
Mm-hmm.
They try to do something here with the idea of being dependent on technology. Of course, once Chucky is in the Wi-Fi, he can control everything. Because everything is now connected to everything else.
Right.
But they don't really follow through with that as an interesting idea. They do a little bit with Chucky's connection to Andy, the kid who gets him as a present, and whether he's going to Chucky is sort of misguided in his way to protect Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this movie has a lot of ideas that are sort of half-baked that it doesn't follow through with. It has some mildly creepy set pieces, but it's not all that scary. Aubrey Plaza, who plays Chucky's mom, the kid's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Aubrey Plaza is very entertaining, but they don't really give her a lot to do. Don't take advantage of her talents
mm-hmm.
as being kind of snarky. And,
did I see Mark Hamill as the voice of Chucky?
Mark Hamill is the voice of Chucky.
Okay.
And Mark Hamill, of course, is incredibly talented and is a great voice actor.
Right.
He's done the voice of the Joker
mm-hmm.
in Batman animated movies for years.
Right.
But I think because Chucky is a machine, he kind of
can't emote much,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. He can't emote. And so Mark Hamill kind of pulls back a bit. He tones it down a bit.
Right.
And yeah, he's good. A lot of elements of this movie are competent but not particularly exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So I had higher hopes for this. I'm gonna instead look forward to the Chucky TV series that's coming with the original creators.
All right, how many stars for Child's Play?
I give it 2.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Right down the middle.
All right. Josh Bell hates everything.com. Josh Bell hates everything on Facebook. And what's
Twitter? You can follow me at Signal Bleed.
Sounds good. Josh, good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. This is Highway Radio.